We're glad to tell you that we have our guests here with us in the studio, and we will be looking at a conference that actually it took place yesterday here. Now, the one-day conference for community and traditional leaders has been organized by the Minister of Culture, Museum and National Heritage in collaboration with UNESCO. Now, the leaders on the transmission of South Sudan languages into the future generation. Now, many, many languages are in danger. Now, many of our children, every day, some of them cannot speak their own languages. You find that, especially children who are still studying outside the country, others born outside the country, they cannot speak their mother tongue. Now, most of them speak English, others learn even French, Arabic. But when it comes to our traditional languages, it seems to be slowly the generations no longer, they just don't want to listen to. Well, to talk more about this and the conference itself and its conclusion, we are glad to be joined in the studio with our guest, the National Professional Officer for Culture at UNESCO South Sudan, Mr. Beshu Thomas. Mr. Beshu, good morning. Good to have you on the Miraya Breakfast Show.
Good morning, Sabit William, and thank you very much for having me.
Well, before we talk about the conference yesterday that is actually talking about transmission of South Sudan languages to the future generation, is this something of concern when it comes to languages being taught to the future generation or the young ones?
Thank you very much for such an important question. I just wanted to start by giving you where we have come from until the day of yesterday. We had our own conversation with the community leaders from time to time, and what came out was the issue of languages.
Mm-hmm.
There was a lot of complaint from our communities that our children, many of us, did not know how to speak their own languages. There were other many issues that they've discussed, but language is one of the key issues. So what we just pick out of many to discuss this
the language issue. So what are some of the issues raised by the chiefs when it comes to the issue of languages?
There are several of them, several issues. One of the issues that these children, they despise their own languages, especially the issue when they, especially this, the children who are in the town, in the cities, they feel embarrassed when they speak their own languages outside. So somebody despises them, so that's why they tend not really to learn that. Again, because also the influence of globalization that affects these children by learning. You find that in the houses, the parents themselves speak to their children in English. It is clearly understood that because you want these kids to be to fit in the global market. But again, this is at the expense of their own languages. They don't know how to speak their languages. Again, people speak in different languages when they're at home. It is important that at home allow your children to speak their own languages. Sometimes our parents are parents from two different communities, but again, it is good that allowed them to learn the two languages. When they go outside, let them speak the language of outside, let's say, so that they are easily communicate English or Arabic outside there.
Now, as we continue, we'll come back to the issues of the languages that was part of the conversation. But basically, what was the main purpose of this conference?
Our purpose is that the community leaders, our communities, don't have enough platform to come together. We thought it is important that these communities have a forum of coming together. The aspect that we are trying to achieve here is that when this community comes together, they are able to know each other. The purpose is that also they be living together. They appreciate each other. They appreciate the culture of each other. And also working towards peace building. And we are trying to enhance the relationship between community and communities. So under this is that we are trying to achieve a peace, because we see one important aspect that if we give platform, we give forum for these communities to sit under one umbrella and discuss their own issues, I think they talk more than when they are individually talking. So it all is about peace.
And how many community leaders were there that came together yesterday to have this conversation?
I must tell you, our target was to bring all of them. And we're also aware that not all the 64 People say 64, but we are also aware that not everybody is in the town. Mm-hmm. Our target is to bring all the communities who are residing, Juba-based communities, to come for this conference. But yesterday we had a very impressive attendance. Mm-hmm. We aim at a lower number, but I think we are all we raise up to 150 representatives.
Yes, 150, you said?
Yes.
Community members. Is this from Central Equatorial State here?
Basically, all those who are based in
all
Juba.
All that are based in Juba. Okay, yes, let's go with that.
Yeah.
Now, under which theme was the conference held?
Our theme was, it is our culture, our diversity, our national identity towards promotion of peace.
Yes. Yeah. Talking about that, have there been discussions on national identity, basically? Because in South Sudan here, it seems like with the lot of years of conflict, we had a lot of confusion. Many people have gone outside the country. Many people come with different identities. Others, of course, given birth there, they sometimes identify with where they come from. And it's kind of like when you talk about national identity of South Sudan becomes really a little tough or really difficult to point a finger on one. Now, when we talk about the national identity here in this particular conference, what were some of the conversation based on?
One thing that very important for national identity is our language, because all the whatever 64 or more than 64, these are all national languages, and our identity is built on this, because this is where we find our own integration. So building our own identity on our languages, and also allowing other people to learn our own languages so that we can easily dialogue, so that we can easily speak to each other. I think that is a step forward that we are working towards, trying to enhance and build the identity that we are looking for.
Great. Now, within this theme, of course, and the achievement of what you told us earlier, what are some of the strong points that really came out that were addressed by these chiefs, that they needed it to be addressed?
I must say it was so impressive that the communities are much engaged in conversation. First of all, they allow themselves to identify their own challenges that is affecting the language transmission. But again, for me, what stands out is that the role of our parents. The parents has a bigger role to allow the transmission of our languages, more especially the mothers who are the first teachers of these children.
Mm-hmm.
And also the parents call upon our own government to take up initiative to allow this language is being taught in the school. We are happy to bring someone from Ministry of General Education Instruction, from the Directorate of National and Foreign Languages.
Mm-hmm.
I must appreciate that the ministry is doing its part to allow this happen. But again, also, it is important that we allow this. For instance, in Central Equatoria,
mm-hmm.
it's supposed that the children of whoever community is in Juba should be able to learn to speak Bari.
Mm-hmm.
And they wanted to see that the policy that the government is putting in place is being implemented to allow that this our languages does not die, because there are some languages at the risk of not being spoken, because there are some communities that are not there. I see that there are minority communities.
Mm-hmm.
So if we don't allow that kind of transmission to happen, it means that it is really we're working towards that. So they call upon the responsibility as family and parents to do that, but also the community as custodians to allow that. And they say that, okay, is it the possibility that community establish a language literacy center so that they allow the teaching of their own language to the future generation?
Great. And now, of course, as a conference like this is one day yesterday, you said there has been series of conversations before yesterday. In yesterday's conference, has there been some other resolutions and recommendations that came out, and how will they be implemented? What is the outcome basically of this conference?
Our intention is that, as a takeaway, we are coming up with the recommendation that came out from the conference. We'll be sharing this recommendation back with the communities.
Mm-hmm.
Also, we'll share this recommendation with our government partners, and also we are sharing this recommendation with development partners possibly for possible intervention wherever could be supported. But we wanted to ensure that this recommendation becomes a document for the community to always refer to be sure that it helps them. But also this conference was just a beginning to allow that this community have the space to frequently come. We are looking forward to also bring these communities together in future. Mm-hmm. But also we'll talk about that. But in future, we are aiming to bring this. But now it will not be just a conference, but in a way that they, in performances of their cultures, in terms of dances, performances, mm-hmm. and exhibition of their cultural attires and goods. So that, again, the idea is that to bring that kind of dialogue among communities, to exchange, to appreciate each other.
What stood out for you as an individual and someone who is, of course, been so much working with these people and in the cultural aspect? What are some of the things that stood out for you yesterday from the chiefs and the traditional leaders?
For me, one thing that stood out was that the openness and the eagerness of these community leaders of wanting to discuss their own issues, because they identify the challenges and they want to have a solution. And they are very impressed that they want this kind of forum be organized for them frequently. Mm-hmm. They say that, okay, let community or the state also organize this kind of conferences in their own states. The community allowed to organize, but not only the only single community, invite the neighboring community to participate in this kind of event. For me, bring them together like that, it was a very big achievement. It wasn't easy because we know they are from different places, but mm-hmm. again, bringing them together under one umbrella, it was a very big achievement.
All right, Besu, thank you so much for coming to Mirai Studios. But just before you go, any final remarks or message that you like to send when it comes to the issues of culture, particularly languages, and how we can transmit this language to the future generation?
Just a few things. One thing is, let us allow our languages to be spoken in our homes, and let us transmit it to our future generation. And also, culture should not wait. Let us continue to use whatever avenue that culture can give us, because it is an entry point to living together and to peace building.
Thank you so much for coming to Mirai Studios. We do appreciate your time.
Thank you.
And yes, Besu Thomas is a national professional officer working for UNESCO. And yes, talking to us this morning here on the Mirai Breakfast Show about the conference that took place yesterday here, organized by the Minister of Culture, Museum and National Heritage in collaboration with UNESCO.